Diagnosing the sickness, from the second part of 1 Samuel 16. The origin of Saul's illness was evil, and there was no remedy without repentance. The Hebrew suggests his rages could happen in a moment. One minute okay, the next he was in a furious rage and melancholy. The phrase from the Lord has worried many people, but when God removed his spirit from Saul, he became prey to anything going. It could have been that David was just one of many that played for King Saul, as he later didn't seem to know him well, or at least his family origin. Yet Jesse had provided food and wine for Saul, as well as providing a musician's son. It could have been that many families did likewise, and so Jesse would have been one of many families providing the same service for the king. Now David was a music maker. Saul needed the music. We can be the source and supply of a blessing to others, or we can be the absorber of all good things without giving in return. An orchestra will be practicing for hundreds of hours to satisfy not only their director and conductor, but to please an audience who may only listen for an hour or two and go away satisfied and refreshed with an evening's entertainment, but without a life-changing experience. Let's be music makers that make a difference. There is music that satisfies the soul. The rejection of all things spiritual by modern man has caused a majority of people to be against the teaching of the possibility of a person being possessed with an evil spirit. There has been a seeking to laugh such explanations off as medieval beliefs suitable for the ignorant and the illiterate. Further complications have been caused by some immigrant churches in the Western world and their attempts at exorcism, which have sometimes been coupled with heathen as well as Christian practices. Modern man has no difficulty in understanding that a cancer is a living organism connected to a body but is acting against its best interests of the person. And that its agenda is different to the host body, and that it will destroy that person unless it is eradicated or checked in its progress. Likewise, in the mind of man, there can be something with a different agenda. The scripture does not suggest that they are totally controlled by evil, but that the evil spirit will influence them. When things go wrong and our personal weakness begins to control us, we have a chance to change. Saul sought to deal with the symptoms rather than the source of the problem. We must be prepared to return to the scene of our sin and correct the problem. Saul could have put the matter right. Instead, he lived seeking to control the consequences and symptoms of his action. Don't let failure become fatal. Go back and put it right. Deal with the cause, not the consequences. Yet at one time, Saul seemed to have a conversion experience. In 1 Samuel 10, it says, as he turned away to leave Samuel, God gave him another heart, and all these signs were fulfilled that day. He had an anointing from God, just the same as the prophets. God was with him. Saul was given a wide mandate to lead his country. But like Samson, he never recognized the day that God's Holy Spirit left him, nor did he appreciate the day he received the anointing of God. Or shall we say, he never realized the depression he had when his heart became disobedient and later jealous of David. It came in 24 hours of letting go of God. 1 Samuel 18 says, the next day an evil spirit from God rushed upon Saul and he raved within his house. while David was playing the lyre. We must never hang on to sin. Let it go immediately. God wants us to change. He can never use us as he should if we are without his presence with us. God takes all sorts of people, timid Timothy, brash Peter, determined Paul, and then he changes them. Some were ambitious, some weak, some doubters, and God does the changing when we make ourselves available. The experience of the Holy Spirit was a one-day wonder to Saul, not a day never to be forgotten. John Newton, the writer of Amazing Grace, said that 10th day of March is a day much remembered by me, and I have never suffered it to pass unnoticed since the year 1748. The Lord came from on high and delivered me out of deep waters. Never let the day that God revealed himself to you depart from your memory. God has always been in the changing business. Jesus transformed his disciples by his teaching and their experience by following him plus the Holy Spirit's power. We might think that we are good enough. God has a different assessment of us. There is a good chance that God wants you and me different from how we are now at this very moment. The Lord bless you abundantly.